quick. What do you call a number that can only be divided by itself and one? Time's up. Okay, that was an easy one. A prime number. Now, do you know what a Mersenne prime is? If you don't, you're not alone. In fact, the search for Mersenne prime numbers has become one of modern mathematics' greatest challenges. Finding primes among small numbers is pretty easy. But when you get into numbers with thousands of digits, it becomes a lot more difficult. That's where a mathematician named Marin Mersenne comes in. In the 17th century, he developed a formula that helped narrow the search for some large prime numbers. So far, 33 Mersenne primes have been discovered, the largest with the help of giant supercomputers. But now math buffs can join the search at home, and all you need is a personal computer with access to the Internet. It's called the Great Internet Mersenne Prime Search, and it's being led by George Woltman in Orlando, Florida. Well, Mr. Woltman, how does the Great Prime Search work?
What I've done is I've written a program that ordinary personal computers can run, and it takes a little longer, but we use the Internet to attract a lot of personal computers, and in that way we can compete effectively with the supercomputers.
So you're using the Internet like one huge supercomputer?
It's a great communication medium. Right now we have over 500 people using the program to try and find Mersenne primes.
How long does it take a personal computer to find one?
The largest Mersenne prime known right now is 2 to the 1,257,787 minus 1. It's about 360,000 digits. It's a really big number.
Really big's a rather understatement there.
That's true. It's a bigger number than there are atoms in the universe.
Holy cow.
It took a Cray computer, supercomputer, 6 hours to prove that that was a prime number. It takes an average personal computer, say a 150 megahertz Pentium computer, home computer. It would take that computer about 2 days to run that test.
Wow. Does it take any special skill to do this? If I download your program, can a virtual math illiterate like me still do it?
It's no problem to run the program. It's basically just a fun little project. You won't even notice it's on your computer. It runs in the background at very low priority, so it won't interfere with your word processing and your spreadsheets. But you do not need to be a math whiz to run the program now.
So how does it work? I mean, do you sort of give, if I was to download your program, do you give me a number and then say, here, search this, or how do I start?
Also on the web pages are not only the program that you download, but there's a web page telling you which numbers are being tested and which ones are available for you to test. So you can pick any range of exponents that someone else isn't testing and start the program up, and hopefully you'll get lucky.
How many numbers are you checking?
My current program can only test exponents up to 2,630,000. That leaves about 50,000 exponents left to test.
Ah, so there's a few to choose from then.
Wow.
How many Mersenne primes do you think are out there?
If you go by past distribution, there are probably 36 below 2,630,000.
Really?
Which means that there's two left to find.
Two left to find. Out of all of those, there's only two left.
Yep, so you've got one chance in 25,000.
So how long do you think it'll take before you find them?
They seem to be discovered at about a rate of one every 2 years. I think there was one discovered this year, and there was one in 94 and one in 92. It's going to take about 1,000 CPU years to test all those 50,000 exponents, and if you got 500 people, that's we should be able to cover that whole range in about 2 years.
Well, it sounds like a marvelous project, and you've got all these people, and you're using a lot of technology, but I have to ask you, Mr. Woltman, why are you doing this?
I can't say there's any great value in finding the next Mersenne prime. You'll get your name in the record book, the Guinness World Book of Records. It's more like climbing Mount Everest, the thrill of the conquest.
That's it?
That's it. there's a lot of practical ideas that go into the theory behind you know, Mersenne primes and finding them and the programs that you write to find these, but as far as just running it, there's no real practical use for finding these primes.
The esoteric world of mathematics.
A lot of people get interested in recreational mathematics at a young age. That's when I got interested, and a lot of people follow up with it in their later years.
Well, maybe with luck you'll get some more participants and get to your goal even sooner.
That'd be great.
Mr. Woltman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.
George Woltman is head of Just for Fun Software in Orlando, Florida. Now, if you want to join the search for Mersenne primes and you've got some computer cycles to spare, all you have to do is visit our website at www.radio.cbc.ca. Go to the Quirks page, click on This Week, and follow the instructions from there.